This is Lieutenant Perry O'Brien. In a few moments, you will hear my greatest sports thrill.
This is Harry Wismer. What you are about to hear is a transcribed story of the world's champion shot putter. And a sports event our special guest, Lieutenant Perry O'Brien, considers his greatest sports thrill. And Perry himself is here to tell us all about it. But first, here is Bill Reddick with a message of interest from your United States Air Force.
Are you a veteran, a former serviceman? If so, you should know about your new opportunities under the liberalized reenlistment policy of Uncle Sam's Air Force. You see, right now, the United States Air Force is accepting a wider range of skills with a choice of U.S. and overseas assignments. And listen, a paid 30-day delay in reporting can be granted upon request. Another advantage is that there's a more favorable conversion list in effect for all veterans, especially those with critical skills. The Air Force may also be able to guarantee you training in a critical skill. Yes, if you qualify, this guarantee may be made even before you reenlist. You can get full details on all these new liberal benefits by contacting your nearest Air Force recruiter. Talk it over. See why it's a fact that today and tomorrow, you're better off in the U.S. Air Force. Get the real lowdown on all the changes that have been made since your separation. Changes that will benefit you. Now back to Harry Wismer.
In 1952 at Helsinki, when Perry O'Brien, the Southern California University star, tossed the 16-pound shot to 57 feet 1 inch, it bettered anything in all Olympic history by over 6 feet. But in the 4 years that have since elapsed, Lieutenant Perry O'Brien has established a far greater mark. He has now tossed the 16-pound iron ball 61 feet 5 and 1 quarter inches, the greatest distance ever, either indoors or out. Lieutenant Perry O'Brien, performing for the United States Air Force in the 68th annual USA Indoor Track and Field Championships at Madison Square Garden on the evening of February the 18th, 1956, established this world mark just a week after he had broken his own indoor mark by 5 inches. It wasn't as easy as just letting words flow off my tongue, for O'Brien had just one remaining chance when he made this historic toss. So, the last try was that much more pressing. But like one of the Air Force's super jets, Perry pushed the solid iron ball into space, destined to hit its mark with far-reaching results. Perry O'Brien has taken a yawn-producing event, generally hidden in the far corner of a meet, and has made it a spotlight show. Now, when O'Brien, all 6 feet 3 inches of him, steps into the shot-put circle, the eyes of the crowd immediately focus on the 235-pound giant. Perhaps it's because every time the ruggedly handsome Air Force lieutenant steps into the ring, the spectators are liable to see a record broken. Hitting the big time wasn't too easy for Perry O'Brien, for as in most cases following in the footsteps of an athletic father, the son is always compared to the accomplishments of his dad. Perry O'Brien Sr. was quite an athlete at Santa Monica, California High School prior to World War I. In football, he set a touchdown record of 26 in one season, a mark that still stands. In baseball, he was good enough to make the roster of the 1926 Philadelphia Athletics. With this kind of background, sports came as quickly to Perry as ABCs. Since the time he was able to keep his arms outstretched to catch a pass, Perry has had the feel of a football. The front lawn of the O'Brien home was cut to the bare turf from catching thousands of passes from O'Brien to O'Brien. Naturally, with this kind of early tutoring, young Perry became a clever high school football player. At graduation, Perry received a football scholarship to Southern California. In his freshman year, he played end and halfback, but also took part in some track and field events as a shot putter. He had made his early strides in high school, just managing to toss the 12-pounder 56 feet. But it was never good enough to win a state championship. The national title was won by Darrell Hooper with a toss of 59 feet, 1/2 inch. 3 years later, it was Hooper facing O'Brien for the National Collegiate and Olympic Championships. Jess Hill was crack coach at SC when Perry was a freshman. But when Hill was named football coach, he wouldn't allow O'Brien to be a member of his squad. He saw a brighter future in track for Perry. It was a great sacrifice for Hill to give up a future All-American, but he was fearful that an injury of some kind would hamper a far greater future for O'Brien in the track and field world. Perry wasn't too pleased with Hill's decision and made some stormy remarks, but soon realized it was for the best. From that point on, Perry O'Brien began studying the art of tossing the shot. Through constant practice and hard work, Perry O'Brien has become the world's greatest shot putter. At Helsinki, O'Brien was under a mental handicap. He had lost to an old foe, Darrell Hooper of Texas A&M, by an inch in the trials. As an added threat, the day was damp and rain was predicted for the morning of the Olympic finals. And there is nothing that Perry fears more than a slippery shot. When questioned about his Olympic efforts, Perry said, "I decided to shoot the works on the first toss instead of working up to it, just in case it started to rain. Actually, I didn't get off much of a put. It went 57 feet, 1 1/2 inches. That, not much of a put, was better than anything ever done by an Olympic great in the past. It broke the record by 11 inches. Hooper finished second." Perry doesn't mind telling the world of his form. Instead of assuming the orthodox stand-up stance, facing the line of put, O'Brien completely turns his back to the field. He crouches far down, the right elbow little more than a foot above the ground. His left leg is stretched out behind him until he seems to be doing an acrobatic leg split. Then, wheeling swiftly like a big cat, Perry executes a full 180-degree turn while taking his hop across the ring. He says that he is coming low and coming fast. It's getting all his body under the shot, not just part of it. When he straightens up to let go, he has more leg lift than you can get anywhere. Of course, there is much more to it than just that. But coaches seeing Perry's technique for the first time are amazed. One of the best in the track and field profession once told O'Brien he would never get any place with such cockeyed form. Now coaches from all over the world seek his advice on how he manages to explode so much strength without causing a foul. Mrs. O'Brien was in Madison Square Garden the evening Perry O'Brien made his record toss. She knows just how he must have felt. All through the years, Perry kept reading and repeating how track experts said that it would never be done. He wanted to be the first. And what makes him all the prouder, Perry O'Brien did it while representing the United States Air Force. Now, before you meet our special guest, Perry O'Brien in person, in an interview from the Olympic tryouts in Los Angeles, and hear about his greatest sports thrill, here is a message of interest to all young men who want to go places faster.
These days, a common question for young men is, after graduation, what? Well, if you have an eye to the future, yet are not quite ready to settle down to the workaday world, here's the answer. The United States Air Force. As an airman, you can further your education, get valuable experience that will pay off in big dividends for years to come, and still have a life of excitement, travel, and plenty of adventure with young men your own age. The Air Force offers more than 400 different specialized jobs for which you may qualify. Vehicle maintenance, weapons, communications, construction, procurement, to name but a few. And you'll be paid to learn. You may even qualify for aviation cadet training or an appointment to the Air Force Academy. Whatever your background and ability, there's a job in the Air Force that's tailor-made for you. See your nearest Air Force recruiter. Remember, you'll go places faster in the United States Air Force. Now back to Harry Wismer.
Lieutenant Perry O'Brien, what was your greatest sports thrill?
Well, I think my greatest sports thrill is winning the Olympic Games in 1952 and seeing the United States team of myself, Jim Fuchs, and Darrell Hooper all take the stand as 1, 2, and 3 in the Olympic Games in Helsinki in 1952. They play the Star Spangled Banner 3 times and ran up Old Glory 3 times for that victory. I think that was one of the most thrilling occasions I've ever had. Another occasion that I bring to mind, Harry, is the first time I broke the world's record at Fresno in 1953, and another time when I was the first man to surpass 60 feet in the shot put. And even another outstanding thrill in my athletic career would be setting a new world's indoor mark last February, Madison Square Garden, of 61 feet 5 and 3/4 inches. That is the longest shot put throw in the history of the sport, indoors or out. But I would say, in that order, the Olympic Games championship, first time over the world's record, the first time over 60 feet, and the first time over 61 feet. I would say that those four things are the most outstanding phases of my athletic career.
Harry, how did you ever decide to make shot putting your specialty instead of some other event in track and field?
Well, Harry, I was looking for an individual event whereby I could express my individual talents athletically, and also the victory or the defeat would rest on my shoulders and my shoulders only.
Has your shot-putting career basically a very serious event, had its humorous moments too?
Well, I certainly have experienced some humorous moments. A lot of them cannot be commented upon at this time. However, I remember a humorous event that happened to me on a tour in Israel in the discus throw, which is another one of my specialties. I had the misfortune of hitting a camel driver with a discus, and of course, knowing not what I was doing, he took offense to it and raised a rifle to his shoulder, whereby I immediately forgot my duties as a weight man and turned sprinter.
About the iron ball, Perry, do you always use your own?
Well, I usually try to where the meets permit. Usually, the only specifications are that it be a sphere weighing 16 pounds. In the Olympic Games, you must use either brass or iron, and they provide the shots.
Is there a noticeable difference in your own iron ball and someone else's, or do you carry an extra one around with you?
Well, I would say the only noticeable difference in mine is that, in all actuality, my shot put is a ball bearing from the Ruhr Valley in Germany. It's made out of machined steel. It's a perfect sphere. It does not nick or rust. That's the only difference that I can see. As far as carrying an extra one around with you, I tried that once on a recent tour to South America. I packed along a 25-pound workout ball along with a 16-pound ball and discus, which made up a rather heavy bag, so I abandoned that very quickly.
Are they checked by the officials before every meet?
Yes, that's the procedure. They have scales out at the meets, and you, of course, your shot put must weigh in at 16 pounds or over to be accepted in competition.
Perry, tell us the basic training routine followed by a shot putter.
Well, I maintain a training routine that involves weightlifting in the wintertime, and in the early spring, a lot of short sprints, 30 to 40 yards, followed by some standing throws to condition my hips and shoulders to the movement. Also, some work in a gym where I can visualize my movements across the circle with mirrors. It becomes quite extensive when you get down around over 58 feet. The inches come very hard, and the greatest amount of research will, of course, pay off in the greater distance.
Harry, can you explain your very unorthodox style of putting the shot?
Yes, the basic difference between my shot-putting form and that which is commonly called the orthodox form is that I face back to the circle or back to the throwing area. I go across the circle as fast as I can in a backward position. This gives me a longer time to apply pressure and strength to the shot put, also a greater amount of speed. That's without visualizing or without seeing it action is the best I can do in explaining it over the radio.
Thank you very much, Perry O'Brien, world's champion shot putter.
Greatest Sports Thrills with top personalities in the world of sports is narrated by Harry Wismer, directed by Gene Kirby, written by Arthur Suskin Jr., and presented by the United States Air Force in cooperation with this station. This is Bill Reddick speaking. The preceding was transcribed.